Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Today we're going to study John chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. And this is going to be a parable concerning the shepherd and something to do with his sheep. Now let's listen very carefully to John chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. All right, the Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them." Known the message now. This is about the shepherd from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. Now, this parable that we're studying in John chapter 10 comes on the heels of a blind man getting sight and then getting kicked out of the synagogue because he confessed that it was Jesus that gave him his sight. Look in John chapter 9, verse 22. The parents of the young man were asked whether or not he were the one that was born blind and how he got healed. And the parents said, "You ask him." These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. And he was. Look in verse 34 of John chapter 9. They answered and said unto him, "Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us?" And they cast him out. Now this parable came on the heels of that event. And when Jesus Christ gave them the parable, they didn't understand it. But we do. And we'll study it out so we make sure we understand it. Now, first thing we need to do in going through this parable is we simply need to see what the parable says, practically speaking, and then we can make the application, okay, about what he was getting at with the parable. Because a parable is simply using things that you see in everyday life, things that you understand, and then using those to demonstrate a spiritual truth that you would not be able to understand as easily without the parable. Also, the parables were given because sometimes Jesus Christ wanted to explain something to people that could understand him, and then sort of leave those that couldn't understand him in the dark. Now, in a practical sense, here are the things that you can learn from the parable. First of all, sheep are kept in a sheepfold. Notice what he said here in verse 1, "He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold." Sheep are kept in a sheepfold. A sheepfold is simply a pen or a shelter for sheep. And I was looking at some pictures of these things. It can be a stone sheepcote or sheepfold, or it can be a fence. You know, like sometimes you see these split rail fences. When you go around, you'll see they've taken small limbs and made the larger ones the posts, and then they made the rails out of the smaller ones, or split those larger posts and made a split rail fence. A lot of the sheep folds were like that. And generally, they're round. And so this is a place where the sheep are kept in this round fence or round stone wall. All right, the second thing that we then know is this sheepfold has a door into which or out of which the sheep enter and exit. Look at verse 2. He that entereth in by the door, he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And then notice verse 4, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. So he enters in by the door to get to the sheep, and then when he gets ready to lead the sheep out, they go out by the door. So the sheepfold has a door into which and out of which the sheep enter and exit. Generally, at least the ones I've seen, only had one door, one way in. The third thing about the sheepfold is there is, at least in this parable, a porter at the door to keep the sheep in and to keep others out. Look at verse 3. To him the porter openeth. In this case, then there's not like a lock on the gate or a lock on the door. There's just a porter that's standing there while the sheep are in the sheepfold. And of course, they're not always in the sheepfold. But when they are, there's a porter there, and he's there to protect the sheep. That way he won't let anybody into that sheepfold except for somebody that belongs inside of there. All right, another thing that we see practically about this sheepfold is that when the shepherd arrives, the porter lets him in. Look at verse 2 again. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. Okay? So when the shepherd arrives, he doesn't have to crawl over the fence. He doesn't have to crawl over the wall. He can simply go up to the porter, and because he is recognized by the porter as being the shepherd of at least some of the sheep that are inside of that sheepfold, then the porter's going to let him in. Of course, now if it's a thief that shows up or a robber that shows up, the porter doesn't recognize him as being the owner of some of the sheep in the sheepfold, and he's not going to let him in. All right. Therefore, the next thing we see from this parable, if someone wanted to steal some of the sheep, he would have to climb over the fence somewhere away from the door so that the porter would not see him. Look at verse 1 again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. So if a thief or a robber came to steal some of the sheep that were in the sheepfold, he would have to come in over the fence. He would have to climb over the fence or the wall to get to the sheep, because the porter would obviously not let this thief or this robber come in and get the sheep. Now, the next thing we find from this discussion of the sheepfold and the sheep is that inside the sheepfold there are potentially several flocks of sheep, and in this case that's true. And sometimes that's true, sometimes it's not. If the guy owns all the sheep that go into the sheepfold, then they're all his. But sometimes there may be more than one flock that are kept inside of the sheepfold, let's say in the case of severe weather or a pack of wild animals that's working at night, and the sheep are then put in there for their protection. Now, this situation, this thing where you've got several flocks of sheep inside of the sheepfold, is kind of like Genesis chapter 29, verses 7 and 8. The reason I say kind of like, because in Genesis chapter 29, verses 7 and 8, we're not actually dealing with the sheepfold. We're dealing with a well where the sheep are watered. But watch what happens. Jacob comes up on this scene where there are a lot of sheep there, and he says, "Lo, it is yet high day," Genesis 29:7. "Neither is it time that cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep, and go and feed them." And they said, "We cannot, until all the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep." Now notice there would be all these sheep then interspersed together around the well. Now what would happen in a case like that then is that the shepherd would be able to use his voice to sort the sheep. Okay? Now you know in this particular parable that there are several flocks of sheep inside of the sheepfold. Look at verses 3 and 4. John chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Now, in this case, then, the sheep are sorted by simply having the shepherd call his own. Notice verse 3 again. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. So it's very interesting about sheep, and very interesting in this parable then, because the shepherd doesn't have to go like we do with with cattle. I'm talking about moo cows, steers and calves and cows and bulls and all that. In a case like that, when you're trying to sort those cattle all out of a same pen, you've got to use either a cutting chute or a cutting horse, and perhaps some use dogs. And then they can sort these things out. But in the case of sheep, it's not necessary to do like that. The shepherd simply uses his voice. That's very important to this parable. Uses his voice to call the sheep, and then those sheep recognize his voice, and they follow him. All right, then the next thing we see in this parable, practically speaking, that once he begins to get the attention of his sheep by using his voice, then he goes out leading and calling them, and they follow him. So he doesn't have to round them up or hurdle them up inside of the sheepfold. He simply begins to call and walk out, and they'll follow him out. Verse 3, to him the porter openeth, the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. So he leadeth them out, and they follow him. Very practical part of understanding this parable. Now, the next thing we see in the parable, practically speaking, someone with a strange voice, that is, a stranger, they won't follow. They only follow the unique call of their own shepherd, because the voice of strangers is unfamiliar to them and literally would scare them. Look at verse 5. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Now, when he gave this parable, they couldn't understand what he was saying. Verse 6. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And we're going to actually go in now and apply the parable to the current situation so that we can understand what he was talking about, and then we can make some application to our own lives about the doctrine of this parable and also some of the spiritual application of this parable. But in the meantime, I'll say I had a friend of mine who went over to Ireland to pastor a church. He was there for 3 years. And he wrote us one time about a scene that he came up on where there were several shepherds that had their flocks in a meadow. And they were all together in there grazing. And then when it came time for the shepherds to take their sheep back to their sheepfolds, each shepherd began to call with his unique call. The sheep that were near to the shepherd, who did not recognize the call, ran from him, or trotted away. They didn't come to him. They fled from him. And the sheep that recognized the call came to him. And just by using the unique calls, the sheep sorted themselves out, and every flock ended up following the shepherd that had brought those sheep to the meadow there. He said it was a very interesting thing to see that, and a very poignant, of course, to our understanding of this parable, because this is exactly what the Lord was talking about. They won't follow the voice of a stranger. They will only follow the voice of their shepherd. Now, let's go ahead then and discover what the application is of this particular parable and what Jesus Christ was driving at by then now identifying the various parties in the parable. All right, first of all, the shepherd. The shepherd is pretty obvious. Here he says in verse 2, the shepherd of the sheep, and the porter opens to him in verses 2 and 3. The shepherd is Jesus Christ. Notice later on when he gives another parable, we can use the other parable to give us some interpretation here. Jesus Christ said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. See that? So the shepherd in the parable then is the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, secondly, the sheep in the sheepfold that follow the shepherd are Jews that believe him. Look in verse 27. Again, Jesus Christ is talking, and look at verse 27. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So these are going to be Jews that believe him, that believe his words, and they will follow him. The sheep in the sheepfold that do not follow him are Jews that don't believe him. Look in verse 26. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Now, why would he talk about them as being sheep? Well, look in Matthew chapter 15 at verse 24. Matthew chapter 15 and look at verse 24. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 24, the Bible says, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So he calls the house of Israel his sheep. Oh, let's see. Look in Psalm 95. Psalm 95, look at verse 7. There are other references to this, but when we get into later parables, we will discuss these other passages. Look in Psalm 95, verse 7. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand today, if you will hear his voice. See that? So there, God likens Israel to sheep in Psalm 95, verse 7, and in Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. So these Jews in verse 26 there that don't follow him, ye believe, or they don't believe him, ye believe not because you're not of my sheep, as I said unto you. So those are the Jews, the sheep of his pasture, that don't believe him. Oh, look again in John chapter 1. John chapter 1 and look at verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. So they are the lost sheep of the house of Israel, but they just don't believe him. They won't receive him. All right? Now, this group here, this sheep in the sheepfold that follow the shepherd, these are Jews that believe him, like verse 27 says. These are people like the blind man. Go back there to John chapter 9 and look at verse 35. John chapter 9, verse 35, Jesus heard that they cast him out, and when he found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. There's a sheep that responds then to the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ and believes, in fact, that he is the Son of God, the Messiah, the Christ. There are others, like he came to his disciples and he said, take up your cross and follow me. Matthew was at the receipt of custom. He said, come follow me, and he did. James and John were there mending their nets, and he said, follow me, and they did. Peter and Andrew were fishing. He said, follow me, and they did. See, these sheep pick it up. They follow him. Like this people, like the blind man, taking the current situation, because he's talking to the people that were there that saw this whole thing go on, and these Pharisees said, what, are we blind also? And he gave this parable, and demonstrating what was up, the blind man is of the sheep fold that follows the Lord Jesus Christ. Then therefore the sheep in the sheepfold that do not follow him are like the Pharisees. For instance, those that did not believe or follow him, like these Pharisees of John chapter 9, verses 40 and 41. Some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said, are we blind also? Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you should have no sin, but now you say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. So they're not going to follow him. Therefore, they are like the sheep that get left in the sheepfold, that don't follow the shepherd out. Therefore, they are left for the thief and the robber. They are left for the thief and the robber. Don't forget about that guy. Okay, so who is the thief? Who is the robber in here? Well, the thief climbs up some other way because the porter won't let him into the door. And so in verse 10, we find out about him. In verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Conversely, the shepherd, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So the thief here is going to be the devil or some of the devil's followers. Look in Luke chapter 8 to see how the devil steals. Now, this won't be stealing a sheep. This will be stealing the word, but essentially gives us the same picture. Luke chapter 8, look at verse 12. This is the parable of the sower and the seed. The seed is the word of God, verse 11. Verse 12, those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. He's a thief. He's a robber. He came to steal. And that's what he's trying to do with those Jews that are left in the sheepfold. He, the thief, is the one that has... He is the one that has those that do not follow the shepherd. Look in John chapter 8 at verse 44. John chapter 8, look at verse 44. Jesus told these guys, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. They came to kill, see, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now that's who they're going to follow. His voice is familiar to them. Consequently, the blind man followed Jesus, and the Pharisees didn't, because they were different sheep. Now what made them different? What made them different is whether they would respond to Jesus' voice or not, whether they would respond to his words or not. Now, the blind man responded to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, do you believe on the Son of God? He said, who is he that I may believe? He said, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, okay, I believe you. No, he did that by words, you see. Well, the Pharisees wouldn't believe that. So Jesus Christ said about them in John chapter 12 and verse 48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Well, at the last day then, the thief, the robber, the devil is ultimately going to get those Pharisees, because they will be cast into the lake of fire with the devil, and there they will be for an eternity. Now compare this, what Jesus said here in this parable, with John chapter 14 and verse 23 and verse 24. Notice the two classes of people, the two different kinds of sheep. John 14:23, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Follow the voice of the shepherd. Now look in verse 24. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. He won't respond. He'll run from him, because he'll recognize him as the wrong shepherd. Look at it again in John chapter 8 at verse 47. John chapter 8 and look at verse 47. He that is of God, watch it, heareth God's words. Now, how were God's words being communicated to them? By the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then watch what he said to this group that was following the devil. In John 8:47, he said, ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Now that's a wild thing. this group had been being prepared for years by prophets. And these guys, like these publicans, these harlots, this blind man, were waiting for Jesus Christ, and they followed him. These Pharisees didn't want Jesus Christ coming to upset their authority, their power, their little game they had going on, so they tried to get rid of him. Now the question is, what group are you in? Will you respond to his words, or are you going to respond to the devil's words? Which one's going to be? If you respond to his words, then you will be saved. You will receive Jesus Christ. You will follow him as your shepherd. And if you respond to the devil's words, then you're going to pick up with somebody else, or you're just going to reject them altogether. And then you're going to find yourself stolen by the thief, killed and destroyed by the thief. And that's what's going on in this parable. And that's why it fits the current situation of the blind man and the Pharisees. Precisely.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. 6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.